The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
At the sight of the crowds, Jesus' heart was moved with pity for them because they were troubled and abandoned and like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." Then he summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. The name of the 12 apostles are these: first, Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew; James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John; Philip and Bartholomew; Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector; James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus; Simon of Canaan, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Jesus sent these 12 out, instructing them thus: "Do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Rather, go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of the Lord is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give." The gospel of the Lord.
As Jesus performed his ministry, healing the sick, casting out demons, and preaching the kingdom, great crowds of people began to follow him. In our readings today, we hear how Jesus, with a shepherd's heart, sees the misery of the people and is moved with compassion for them. Listen again to the powerful first line of the gospel we just heard. At the sight of the crowds, Jesus' heart was moved with pity for them because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. My dear family in Christ, if we listen attentively to the words of sacred scripture at this Mass, we will come to understand, one, that the Sacred Heart of Jesus is the heart of a compassionate shepherd. Two, Jesus, who loves his flock, has appointed apostles to shepherd and tend his sheep. And finally, that we, the sheep of his flock, have been given a sacred responsibility to spread the kingdom of God in union with Christ, the chief shepherd of his church. At the sight of his beloved sheep, the Sacred Heart of Jesus was moved with compassion. Together, let us first reflect on the tender compassion of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Throughout salvation history, God shows his tender love for his children. In our first reading from the book of Exodus, we heard through the prophet Moses that the chosen people of the covenant have an intimate relationship with their Lord. They are God's special possession. We hear that they are dear to him. Through the covenant, they become his people, the sheep of his flock. This is why at the end of the first reading, God declares, "You shall be to me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation." In ancient biblical times, the word kingdom and flock were often synonymous. King David and the kings of old were often described as shepherds of God's sheep. A good king, a good shepherd, is one who feeds and tends the flock. Jesus is the good shepherd because, like we heard in St. Paul's letter to the Romans, God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus is the good shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. This is the heart of Jesus, a heart pierced for our offenses, burning with ardent love, inviting us to live in unceasing union with him, a union that is achieved only through love, embracing both trials and joys as gifts from the beloved, embracing the cross as a treasure, an expression of his infinite and unmerited love. Having been moved with compassion at the sight of his sheep, Jesus turns to his disciples and commands them, saying, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few, so ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." We have briefly reflected on the shepherding heart of Jesus, who loves us even to the point of laying down his life for his sheep. Now, let us together turn our meditation to the second point, namely, that in his love, Jesus appoints the apostles to share in the task of shepherding his flock. There is an intimate connection between Jesus seeing his troubled and abandoned sheep and his command to pray for laborers who will go out for the harvest. As if answering the prayer himself, before it's even asked by us, Jesus immediately gathers the 12 and sends them to the lost sheep of Israel, giving the 12 authority to exorcise demons, to cure the sick, and to proclaim the kingdom. Here in Matthew's gospel, we see clear evidence that Jesus is founding his church as a kingdom with men appointed to the task of shepherding his flock. Drawing from this and other passages of Scripture, the Catechism of the Church teaches, just as the office which the Lord confided to Peter alone as first of the apostles, destined to be transmitted to his successors, is a permanent one, so also endures the office which the apostles received of shepherding the church, a charge destined to be exercised without interruption by the sacred order of bishops. Hence, the Church teaches that the bishops have, by divine institution, taken the place of the apostles as pastors of the Church, in such wise that whoever listens to them is listening to Christ, and whoever despises them despises Christ and him who sent Christ. These words strongly convict us as American Catholics, because we tend to be headstrong and unwilling to listen. However, we see in today's gospel, Jesus sends the apostles with the same authority he possesses, meaning that the bishops as successors of the apostles have a share in the authority of Christ, the Good Shepherd. We therefore have a responsibility to listen and pray for our Archbishop, because he is our shepherd, entrusted with the care of our souls. If you have been attentive to the events happening in the church recently, you will know that Archbishop Coakley presided at a Mass this past Thursday, in which the whole nation was consecrated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. One way we can fulfill our obligation to listen to our shepherds is to begin to bear the fruit of being consecrated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Archbishop Laurie of Baltimore powerfully preached at this consecration mass. He powerfully preached to the nation that consecration to the Sacred Heart means that we have a responsibility not only to entrust ourselves to the love of the heart of Jesus, but to share the love of Jesus with others. My dear family in Christ, we have seen from our scriptures that the heart of Jesus is a heart of a compassionate shepherd who does not abandon us, but entrusts us to the care of bishops whom he appoints to shepherd us. We are invited to be sheep of the Lord's flock and not goats. We are invited to live responsible lives, promoting the spread of the kingdom through the consecrated love to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. We do this through the works of mercy, loving Jesus in the hungry, in the thirsty, the homeless and the sick, the prisoner and the immigrant. We share the love of the heart of Jesus when we pray for the dead and comfort those who are mourning. We share the love of the heart of Jesus through forgiveness, bearing wrongs patiently, and praying for the good of our enemies. From the cross, from the Eucharist, Jesus looks with tender compassion upon you. He loves you. May we have the grace to conform our hearts to the divine heart of Jesus. Amen.